The next patient is Alan Ayala. The last name is A-Y-A-L-A. This is the clinical case of a 52-year-old male with history of type 2 diabetes mellitus. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C that is 9%, and it's most likely associated to the fact that he went on a cruise to Alaska. And while he was at work, he pulled a muscle in the back. He was given steroids and the blood sugar went up. So, and this increase in the hemoglobin A1C is a reflect of what happened in the prior weeks to the determination of the hemoglobin A1C. The patient is back to his routine, and the most likely situation is that this blood sugar gets down as needed, period. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 123/79. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-stents. The patient is followed by Dr. Parnassa. Following number, I had a lengthy conversation with the patient. He is tired of having to follow a special diet. And he's concerned to due to the fact that he cannot exercise as hard as he used to. And I notice a great deal of depression. The patient is also is taking Zoloft, and I'll try to counsel him in that regard. We are going to reevaluate this case in January, and we will follow the kidney function. At the present time, the serum creatinine is 1. The estimated eGFR is 87 mLs per minute, and the patient doesn't have any proteinuria. He continues with Jardiance and metformin, period. I invested, in this case, 8 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, more than 35 minutes in the documentation. Seven minutes.